Computer science is basically problem solving, and it's a type of problem solving that's broadly applicable, and you can use it in any area in which you feel passionate. So you can use computer science in biology, entertainment, nonprofit work, data analytics. The sky's the limit, pretty much.
I think that it really gives people a different perspective on how they see problem solving. I know there have been a lot of times in my life just on a day-to-day basis where there's something that seems really kind of shapeless and ambiguous, and I end up being able to turn it into some kind of mental flow chart.
Asana has been great to me. They let me work flexible hours so I can spend time with my baby, who happens to have awake time when it's regular work time, so I need to be more flexible there. I think of cause and effect in my programs and debugging my programs, and then when there's something not wrong with him, but like he wakes up in the middle of the night, I try to debug him and figure out.
I think it's very easy to start coding right away when you get a problem and start coding blindly, and you kind of think that you'll end up at a solution but not necessarily see the path. And it's exponentially more useful if you take a step back first and map out exactly what the problem is. And that's something that, you know, you learn that in computer science.
It was more of this attitude of, here is something that I would like to come into the world, originally little games. and I knew if I did, that there's something I can do that will cause this machine in front of me to do the things that I wanted to do. And it was just very empowering as a kid to have that experience of turning imagination into reality.
In the future, you're going to have to learn to code no matter what job you're in, no matter what you do. Somewhere along the lines, you are coding. That's the fastest communication tool that we have today.